I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Getting ready to get this game tipped off. Mountain Home already on the floor. Now Fayetteville joins them. Matt Jones will be jumping center for the Bombers. And for the Bulldogs, it looks like it will be. Well, it looks like there was a late change in the starting lineup. Will Yokley's actually in the lineup. He's actually going to be jumping center. He's a 6'4 senior. Not sure who was left. Who is left off the? Okay, looks like it was Max. Not sure who was left off, but it will be Fayetteville winning the tip as they're moving left to right. The ball goes down into Yokley, and his reverse layup is blocked, but he also draws contact. And just 8 seconds into this game, he is going to be going to the free throw line. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul. That is the first team foul against the Bombers. Will Yokley hits the first free throw, and Fayetteville strikes first. Second free throw is up, no good. He gets one of two, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. 1-0 our score, and they are using the shot clock in this boys' game as well. Here's Gilbert into the front court, dribbles onto the left side, now goes down to the corner. Now goes back to the left side, and offensive foul called, an illegal screen against Matt Jones, and already he's got two fouls in this game. Second personal foul, second team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. We are 22 seconds into this contest. Fayetteville with the ball leading 1-0. Here is Irk into the front court. Ball goes over on the right side to Glasper. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Proctor, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court. Fayetteville going with a half-court man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Matusiak on the right side. Now he dribbles up towards the top, gets it there to Jones. Over Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to drill down to the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Fayetteville. That was Wayman with the rebound. He kicks out to Glasper, who's quickly into the front court. Ball goes over on the left side to Williams. Down in the corner, it goes to Yokley. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is chased down by Wyatt Gilbert. Back come the Bombers with an opportunity to get their first lead of the night. Matusiak has the ball on the right wing. Gives it up top to Proctor, over on the left side to McGee. Up top to Jones. Jones going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Matt Jones with his first three-pointer of the night. And our first lead change this evening, 3-1. The Bombers leading it. 6:31 left in the first quarter. Ball goes to Williams in the left corner. Over to Yokley on the wing. Now up top it goes to Irk, and he'll set up the offense. Irk throws over on the right side to Wayman. Wayman gives it to Glasper, cutting into lane. He's going to be fouled going up for the layup, so he'll head to the free throw line with 6:15 left to play in this opening quarter. That foul's on Chris Matusiak, his first personal foul. That's the third team foul against Mountain Home here in this first half. So, Landon Glasper at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. Reed Ellison checking in for Mountain Home for the first time tonight. Matt Jones will sit down again. He just picked up his second foul not too long ago. Second free throw for Glasper is up and in. He gets both, and Fayetteville's back on top. The game is tied. I forgot Matt Jones hit a three to make it a two-point lead. So the game is tied right now at 3-3 with 6:06 left in the first quarter. Proctor's pass knocked away and stolen by Wayman, who's going back the other way for the layup. No good. Ball's touched, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Fayetteville, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 5:56 left to play in this first quarter. That was Mountain Home's second turnover of the night on that steal. Fayetteville has yet to commit one. Again, we're knotted up at three. Wyatt Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Takes the screen from Proctor. Now gives the ball to Proctor. Proctor's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, but he's fouled, and he's going to the line for three free throws with 5:42 left to play in this opening period. Matt Wayman picks up his first personal foul. That is the first team foul against the Bulldogs here in the first half. So Luke Proctor will go to the line again for three free throws. First shot is up and good. And the Bombers are back on top with that first free throw. Proctor's second shot is up. Good. So he has one more. To extend Mount Tom's lead a little bit further. Third free throw from Proctor is good. He gets all three. So he's got 3 points. Jones has three, and it's 6-3. Mountain Home leading it. And back quickly comes Glassford going into the lane for the layup. No good. Tries to hit back up, but he can't get that to go either. Gilbert saves the ball and throws it right off the leg of Matt Wayman. Good heads-up play by Gilbert as the ball goes out of bounds. Mountain Home will get it back with about 5.5 minutes left in this first quarter. Gilbert into the front court, throws to McGee on the left corner. Now he'll drill that to the wing, throws it up top to Ellison. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to drill down towards the corner. Now goes back out to the wing. Gives it there to Ellison. Up top to Proctor. Over to Matusiak on the left side. Matusiak takes the screen. Drills towards the top. Gives it there to Ellison. Over to Gilbert on the right. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Gilbert goes up for the three. His shot is blocked. And a Fable comes up with the basketball. Here is Wayman with the ball on the right wing. Now throws up top to Williams, who will set up the offense. Less than 5 minutes left in this first quarter. Bombers leading by three. Ball goes over to Wayman on the right. Now to Williams, he has there on the right wing. Up top to Irk. Irk's going to pull up for the three for the tie. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Fayetteville. And it will be Mount Tom's basketball with 4:43 left in this opening period. Gilbert takes the inbound pass from McGee. He'll walk into the front court. Fayetteville once again in a half-court man-to-man. Gilbert crosses the timeline, gives it to McGee on the right side. Up top to Ellison. Over to Matusiak on the left. Now Gilbert has it there on the wing. Up top to McGee. McGee's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out. No good. Rebound is controlled by Williams. And back comes Fayetteville. Williams has the ball on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased by Wyatt Gilbert. And back come the Bombers. 4:15 left to play in this first quarter. 6-3 Bombers with the ball and the lead. Gilbert with the ball on the left wing. He's going to drill down towards the low block. Pulls up for the jumper just outside the paint. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 2 points of the night. 8-3, Bombers leading it. 4 minutes left in this first quarter. Here's Irk with the ball on the right wing. Mount Holman a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Wayman on the left side. He's going to drill towards the right. Gives it there to Glassford. Glassford's going to drill to the elbow. Pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound's knocked around. Ball's finally controlled by Matusiak. And back comes Mountain Home. 3:40 left in this first quarter. Bombers with the ball leading 8-3. Gilbert drills to the right side, gives it there to Matusiak. Matusiak drills up to the top. Over to McGee on the right. McGee's going to pull up for the three. It's a little short, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Williams. Back on the Bulldogs. Ball goes to Irk. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good, and I don't know if they're going to call it on the foul or on the floor or on the shot. They're going to give Chris Matusiak. No, they're going to call it on the floor. Matusiak picks up his second personal foul, team foul number four against the Bombers. 3:22 left to play in the first quarter. Checking in for the first time tonight for Fayetteville is Sawyer Keith, the 6'3 junior, as he'll replace Will Yokley. So it was Peyton Pope that was left out of the starting lineup. C.J. Williams takes the inbound pass, immediately puts up the jumper in the corner. No good. Ball's knocked around, and finally rebound is controlled by Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbles on the right side. Takes the screen from Ellison, now dribbles up to the top. Between the circles, ball goes over to Proctor on the left. Proctor takes the screen, and an illegal screen called against Mountain Home. Another one against the Bombers. They're going to get to Jake McGee with that foul. That is his first personal foul. That's the 15th foul against the Bombers, and their third turnover of the night. 3:01 left to play in the first quarter. Fayetteville with the ball as Mountain Home leads 8-3. Irk will walk the ball into the front court, drills to the right side, gives it there to Williams. Williams will throw it near the top to Keith. Keith drills to the left side, now to Irk, over to Williams on the right. Williams looking to make a move. Now he's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the right side. No good. Rebound controlled by Ellison. And back comes Mountain. Oh, I tell you, Bombers are rebounding a lot better tonight than they did against Green County Tech so far. A little over 2.5 minutes left in this first quarter. Bombers with the ball leading by five. McGee has it on the left side. Throws it to Matusiak in the corner to Gilbert. Gilbert's quickly going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. But he drew a lot of contact from Jack Irk. And he's going to go to the line for another three-shot opportunity. Jack Irk picks up his first personal foul. That is the second team foul against the Purple Dogs here in the first half. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 2 points so far this evening. First free throw is up and in. The first three-shot attempt for Mount Tomo was earlier by Luke Proctor, and he hit all three of his free throws as well. Second free throw is up and good for Wyatt Gilbert, so one more free throw. Again, there's 2:28 left. And Gilbert's third shot is up. He gets all three. He now has 5 points, and Mount Tomo's lead is up to 8. 11-3 our score. Here is Irk into the front court. Ball goes over to Williams on the right side. Looks like Mount Tomo's in a 2-3 zone now. Ball goes over to Irk on the left. Now his pass to Wayman is knocked away. Last touch by Ellison. Good defense by Ellison. Ball goes out of bounds. Fayetteville will inbound it with 2:13 left in the period. 20 seconds left on the shot clock. So Irk will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline for the Purple Dogs. He gets into Glasper. Glasper drills on the left wing. And he's going to pull up for the three-pointer and gets it. Landon Glasper with his first 3 points of the night. And it's 11-6 our score. With 150 left to play in this first quarter. Here's Gilbert with the ball up top. Gilbert drills to the left elbow, finds Matusiak on the wing. He's going to pull up near the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Irk. He's going coast to coast, going in for the layup. No good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound. I guess against Mountain Home. With 1:31 left to play in this first quarter. No, they're going to get Fayetteville. Matt Wayman picks up his second personal foul. That's the 13th foul against the Purple Dogs here in the first half. 1:31 left to play in this first quarter. Peyton Pope's checking in for the first time tonight as he replaces Matt Wayman. Originally, I had him in my starting lineup. I guess that was a last-second change by Brad Stamps. So 11-6 is our score. Ball's over on the up top with Proctor. Proctor will give it in the corner to Ellison. Ellison's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Reed Ellison with his first 3 points of the night. And back quickly, Landon Glasser is going to try another three to answer. He can't get that to go. And the rebound comes to the Bombers. Less than a minute left as Gilbert has it between the circles. 28 seconds left on the shot clock. McGee in the corner. Throws to Ellison, over to Matusiak, to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to drill towards the low block. Pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 7 points on the night. Ball goes over on the right side to Keith. Now over on the right side to Pope. Pope will find Irk in the left corner. His three-pointer rolls around and goes in. Jack Irk with his first 3 points of the night. 16-9. Bombers leading it. 16 seconds left. Shot clock is off. Gilbert dribbling just inside the half-court stripe. Down to 7 seconds. Now they look to make a move. Gilbert dribbling on the right side. He's going to pull up on the right wing for the three-pointer. Hits the backboard. No good. Rebound controlled by Fayetteville. They try a long cross-court shot. Will not go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score, Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 16-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the space repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.